Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we got the Green Bay Packers coming up on Sunday, 9 a.m. Texans countdown, noon kickoff here on Sports Radio 610. Clint Sterner and I have you for postgame, Seth and I for the pregame, obviously. And we're looking forward to this, man. This is, without looking at the full slate on Sunday, I have a hard time imagining that there is a better game on the docket than this one, man. Two young quarterbacks that are both ascending as opposed to young quarterbacks who've been paid who are descending. And these are two teams that I think are maybe not in that Chiefs, Ravens, Niners. And I know the Niners are 3-3, but I think the Niners, look at the odds board. They're still thought to be the favorite in the NFC. Two teams that maybe aren't thought to be quite on that level yet. They've got to earn it still. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely two green arrow pointed up teams that can make a lot of noise in the postseason and possibly get to a Super Bowl. This could be a preview of a Super Bowl matchup for sure that we're watching.
Oh, yeah. Sunday. That'd be a fun one.
Oh, dude.
So Green Bay Packers, Sean. Texans are visiting royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Love, whatever he is.
Yes.
This is the C.J. Stroud versus this will be framed and phrased as C.J. Stroud versus Jordan Love, which obviously it's not. Both quarterbacks will be asked about that this week. Both quarterbacks will say, no, it's us versus their defense, and that's all that there is to it. And so I don't care about whether the quarterbacks individually care about it. I care about it for bragging rights and the ability to be obnoxious on social media and just for my own good feelings. I need C.J. Stroud to come out as the obviously superior quarterback after this game.
I think that would be fun. Both Mulligetta guys, too, by the way. As an aside,
So he wins, which everybody is. That's important.
That's important. Yeah, he can't lose this game. I think if the Texans win this game, then we start to have some real the conversations really start to bubble up about what the potential is for this team overall this year, because this is one of the harder games on the schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah.
The Packers are a really good team. This is a tough environment. You're going in a little bit undermanned. Maybe we'll find out more today about how banged up they are defensively, the Texans. And you're without Nico Collins again for the second straight game. But, I mean, we're going to get to a point here. You win this game, you win a couple more here, which is very doable. We're starting to have conversations about can this be a team that can have the bye in the first round of the playoffs, because you're going to get shots at Kansas City and Baltimore later this season directly. You know, you're not.
Yeah.
You can do your own dirty work later this season against these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. This is your fate is in your own hands.
Yes,
damn it.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that's what's fun to me is that if they lose this game, it's not the end of the world. You're 5-2, and you got the Colts coming here on Sunday for a home game. You've beaten them already this year. But, man, you win this game, and the sea starts to part a little bit for you.
My biggest concern still with the Texans in the offense, because the offense still is that was a nice performance versus the Patriots. There's still some things to clean up. The thing I would caution people against is getting too cocky about the run game just because Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce went off, and that was great. That was great. Some of the stuff that I think people are watching the game and thinking, like, okay, this is a different version of the Texans. Look at all these traps and these whams that they ran, all these creative little wrinkles they had. Here's where we got. The Texans can't continue to run the ball the way they did versus the Patriots with the frequency that they did, because it's too easy to beat some of those plays if an offense runs it too often. Like Cade Stover blocking the nose tackle on the one Joe Mixon run. Yes, that's great. But if you do that multiple times every week, Cade Stover is going to have his trachea chopped in half by a good nose tackle.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get destroyed. So it's something that's a compliment to the zone running game. But at the end of the day, they've got to really just continue to get better at the staples of their offense. I think people think the Texans are going to abandon their zone runs. The long touchdown to Damian was a zone run. The other good run that Damian had in that game was a zone run. There's no way in hell that they, after that game, they thought, oh yeah, we got to get rid of the zone run.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're not just going to tear up the playbook and start with something new. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Defensively.
And no, point would be that they're still not good at the zone run blocking.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just, it's good that they've got some compliments to it and everything, but they got to get better at it.
The linebacking core is going to be a big one over the next several hours. Azeez Alshire left the game with a knee injury, came back and played, didn't play down the stretch. I'm kind of hoping that was more just to kind of manage him. You know, they were up by 20 at that point when Neville Hewitt was in there getting 9 tackles at the end of the game. Henry Toto is a big one. He's in concussion protocol right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big one, man. This is a team that chose to play just 2 linebackers for the first month and a half of the season. Both of those linebackers are banged up right now.
He's got the Toa, it makes sense that he would have a concussion because he's got the most TFLs and tackles for no gains amongst all linebackers in the NFL. He comes up and he meets offensive linemen at the line of scrimmage with great force and ferocity. He's been a revelation this year in a lot of ways. He's still got growing to do, but he's just way better than he was last year. Neville Hewitt came in and played really well, but with a week to prepare. And I like, honestly, that's probably one of the things the Patriots, looking back on, probably would have wished they would have targeted and maybe tried to expose Neville Hewitt a little bit better, because he's got some issues in pass coverage.
Yeah,
that going into this game versus the Packers, with the Packers knowing that the linebacking core is weakened, is an issue.
Yeah, Hewitt just doesn't move like those guys, particularly Alshire. He doesn't, you know, Alshire.
Right.
You know, He's just physically not as freaky as Alshire is, so that's.
But he does come up and smack the hell out of people.
There is merit to Neville Hewitt being a Houston Texan. There's no doubt about that. But there's limitations as well. So, all right, Nick Caserio is going to join us. We'll get into all this. We'll talk about the Packers game, the season so far for the Texans, and a whole lot more. Texans executive vice president and general manager Nick Caserio joins us next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.